doing this up and down thing, and so next, this upcoming weekend, I'm gonna go down. After work on Saturday, I'm gonna drive down.
Okay, I'm gonna call this meeting to order. It is now 2:32 on Monday.
22nd.
My second.
May 22nd, 2023. This is the 60-plus Activity Center Advisory Committee meeting. Mike, you wanna do roll call, please?
Good afternoon. We have two vacancies still, and I'm gonna start with Murphy.
I'm here.
McCormick is absent. Lovis?
Here.
Shelley Thompson?
Here.
Ann Way?
Here.
CM Hall?
Here.
Okay, great, terrific.
Count of four.
All righty, we do have two vacancies, and we have a guest going to be observing us today. When I'm here doing the host program, we got into a chat one day. It was a really nice chat, and I invited her to join the advisory committee and said, "Why don't you either listen to a recording or come watch us in action?" And so that's what she's doing. She's checking us out, so hopefully we'll have another new member. On that same topic, I typed up some information for the host program and the advisory committee for Sonia, and she included it in her Friday email message, I think, two Fridays ago. And she did have somebody who showed some interest. It was a fellow. He has not filled out an application, so maybe he's still thinking about us. So good news will come from that, I hope. Okay, approval of the minutes. Once you've finished, oh, Bryn is present now. Hi, Bryn.
Hello.
Hi, Bryn. Hello.
Once you take a moment to read through the minutes, I will entertain a motion to accept them as they are or with any changes you have. I'm waiting for motion.
I'm moved to accept the minutes.
I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor? Aye?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Okay, thank you. Now we're to our discussion items. We're gonna first go through our goals to see how we're progressing. So the first one, and there should be, well, I'm hoping there's a lot to report since we haven't met for 2 months. So what do you have to tell us about goal number one, Bryn?
Oh, I do have information about that. Could you start with a goal other than mine?
Most certainly. Be happy to. Okay, goal number two is seeking out opportunities to increase diversity, equity, and inclusion for the 60-plus center. Oh, darn it all. Sonia and I did develop a strategy, and I had it on top of my notebook and thought, I don't need that today. So I walked off without it. But we did develop the strategy, and it's something like identifying the key people in the community, local community organizations that will help us to expand this goal. And we had the tribe on there. We had Alex on there. We had about four or five different individuals on there. It's really not important that you have that, but I will most certainly make sure that you get that unless you're working on this particular goal. Let me see, what else do I have to tell you about it? Oh, as of today, we have the little flags that CM so graciously explained to us what they mean. And we have, they're about whatever big this is, maybe 5 by 6 or 7. They are now in each, the window at each of the doors. We also have some flags. There was a fellow next to us at the Bloom event, and I went over and asked him if I could have a couple to put in our center, and he was very gracious. And then I told him what we're doing, and he was very excited for that. So those two little flags are up. So we now we are doing what we say we're going to do. We're going to open the doors for everybody, and I am really excited about that. As you can tell, it's the little things in life that excite me. What else do I have to tell you about this? We were supposed to have the tamale feed tomorrow, and after a real lack of communication from the person who was going to help with that, I finally got an email today, since I checked my email when I was at the center and I came over here, and then I had a message. So Sonia and I decided, since we hadn't heard from him, and there's a lot of things that have to happen at the center when events happen, that we went ahead and we canceled it for now. And so I let him know that if we decide to do it in the future, we will certainly let him know. And I'm very sad and disappointed about that.
So it's just tabled until a future date?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. I communicated with him, and we've been communicating since January, keep that in mind. So probably about 4 weeks ago, I sent him a message. And since 4 weeks ago and now, he's received 3 more, and I just got the message. So the day before just isn't going to work for the way we need to operate at the center. So for now, it's kind of on the back burner.
Okay.
And I think that is all. No, it isn't. Part of our work also is working with veterans. And Bryn and I and Terry helped with the veterans lunch last month. And then they had the lunch on May 5th, and the three of us were there again. But I encourage more of you to come and be there, just to be there, just to show that we are there. We don't need to walk around and say who we are or anything, just to be there and do some of the work. It's very fulfilling, at least for me personally.
It was for me too.
Everyone's just so grateful. And we have another veterans lunch veterans birthday lunch tomorrow. So if you are able to be, no, Wednesday. So if you're able to be there to help out, that would be great. And I think that's all. I am going to still make contact with the tribe, but I have been really busy doing some other things, but I haven't given up on that. Any questions about that?
How many showed up at that veterans lunch?
At the veterans lunch?
Mm-hmm. 40?
No, it's more like 60-some.
Yeah, I was going to say there were four rows of tables. Not totally full, but pretty close.
I've been trying to encourage our veterans up at Ocean View. We have about 13. Awesome. So I'm trying to encourage them, our activities director, to get the bus going and mm-hmm. bring them down to the veterans' birthdays and the lunches, just getting them involved. That's really key.
That would be really, really nice, for sure.
And I did take some pictures.
Yeah, Terry does have some pictures.
Okay. I just had a total idea that came out of my brain. So if this is not the right place or time, just tell me to, just sit back and zip it. But you just mentioned veterans, and I used to work with veterans, and so it made me think, does the 60 Plus Center do, a veterans panel around Veterans Day at all to, hear different era veterans tell their stories and experiences?
Not since I have been involved, but that sounds really amazing to me. And I was going to say that at this lunch, I noticed more younger people than I have before. So the word is getting out there. No, but I will take that thought to Sonia, and we'll talk with the guy at Veterans Services.
We had a really young one there, too.
A veterans panel. Okay.
I'm wondering if Keith Barnes over the Veteran Resource Center has something like that already formulated for their group, and maybe they can combine that to work with the senior center for this, for the 60 plus.
We're working with him to do these lunches and stuff. Okay. Great suggestion. And I just realized we also did the Bloom event. How could I even forget that? I finally have recovered from that, I think. It was a very long day. We got there about 1:45, and we left about quarter after seven. Terry and I were there. We had free t-shirts. We invited them to play a game with us, which was really easy. We called it the ABCs of Fun. Just tell us something fun you can do at the center that starts with a letter of the alphabet. And then we offered them a free t-shirt, a free day pass, or a free little plant. And we have came back with three shirts. I think we went with about a dozen and came back with one plant because the guy didn't come back to get it, and we gave one day pass. Lots of candy, lots of pens, lots of people. It was worthwhile, but we froze our hind ends off.
Especially at the night.
Yeah, it was so cold. Okay. Okay, let's go back to goal one with Bryn.
Okay, thank you. Since our last meeting, I made a presentation on March 21st to the Walk With These facilitators throughout Oregon. It was convened by the Oregon State University Extension. It included information about the hybrid Walk With These and how it is designed to reduce isolation for older adults. We also looked at isolation in terms or reducing isolation as a suicide prevention goal. In April 22nd, I did a presentation on loneliness for Samaritan clinicians. And again, we looked at how isolation affects mental health, and talked about the hybrid program. And in May, I made a presentation at the Newport Public Library with Sonia, talking about activities at the 60 Plus Activity Center.
What day was that?
That was on May...
May 6th?
No, that was my birthday.
Oh.
I just lost it. May 20th... No. Excuse me. I'll come back to the date. I'm sorry, I just dropped
it. That's okay.
Talking about different things available at the 60 Plus Activity Center, and we found a new customer, a new student for the current Walk With These program.
Awesome.
And I'm working with Keith Barnes also on isolation, particularly with veterans, trying to encourage them to join this program, especially from home, because we do have portals and even hotspots available to loan them so that we can hopefully make this an inclusive program. That's the goal of the grant. And I am slow in doing this, but I do want to speak with my colleague at Ocean View about doing a presentation there.
Absolutely, and we're on board 100%. So just let's determine the date and time, and we'll get on board.
Perfect, thank you.
Yep.
Did you find that date? Did you find that date that you went to the library? Okay, then let me know. Okay, do we have any questions for Bryn? Oh, good work. Thanks, Bryn. Okay. Goal three is form a work group to focus on the 60 Plus Activity Center policies and procedures. This is an ongoing goal. Nothing much had happened for a while, and then one day when I was in the center, I said to Sonia, can I give you a little idea? And she said, well, sure. So when I have jobs I really can't seem to get to, maybe I don't want to do them, maybe they just feel overwhelming or whatever, I bite off little pieces at a time. So How about you tell yourself you'll do three every day before you go home, or three first thing in the morning? And she did give me a folder, and those now, one of them got tossed. There were two procedures and two policies. So we're moving. We're moving. We're going to get there. We're going to get them done. Nothing else is really going on with that. We're just working on them. Finally, we're going to get them done one of these days. Any questions? Nope. Okay.
And it's been the April 11th was the library presentation.
April 11th.
And April 14th was the presentation to Samaritan clinicians.
Oh, 18th.
Okay. 14th.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, moving. Any questions about policies and procedures? Nope. Okay. Steve, I didn't have anything to tell you. Nothing new is happening. Just retyping.
I have not been contacted yet with regards to this, so I have nothing to report, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, that's because nothing's happening, really.
Correct.
Okay. Didn't want you to feel like I'd left you out.
No, you haven't. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Goal number four, improve community engagement to users of the facility. Let me see. That is completed. And then goal number five, improve community engagement to users of the facility. This is ongoing. Terry, you want to give us a report on that?
We're getting new members all the time, and they're renewing them, and I'm putting up things on the board so that people know what's going on. And it's really exciting to have these people come back and have new ones. I mean, we've did so many this last month even.
I know every Wednesday you get at least one.
Yeah.
Okay. What I need to do is ask Sonia if Don actually developed a strategy or not, just so that we can document that. I have no clue, so I'll have to ask about that. Okay, then the other thing I have to report on is the host program. And I'm going to be moving to Philomath sometime in the next few months.
Yay.
But I'm going
to... Wait, did we vote on that? Because I think we would reject that.
I don't think we voted on it, so I really don't. I mean, she can say she's moving.
No, sorry. Motion did not carry.
Do not get to vote. Table. Anyways, I have every intention of fulfilling my commitment, my membership, through the end of this year. That's when my membership would expire. Anyway, so what was I going to say? Oh, host. So I have been hosting every single Wednesday since the 1st of January, and I'm really starting to be having a lot of fun, and people are just funny creatures. Now I've got a couple of them that come up the stairs from line dancing, and they peek around the corner to see if I'm in my chair and say hi to me, and I say hi back to them. Number of times they've sat down, and that's actually how I got our person interested right here. She was on the committee years ago when I first came onto the committee. So she would be coming back, or I'm hopeful that she'll be coming back. So I sit and talk to them about hosting, about volunteering, about classes, or about whatever they want to talk about. We were supposed to, Vicki was going to get us name tags, and as planned, and that did not happen. And I went to look for the place who makes name tags a Wednesday ago, and they closed down shop. So as far as I know, there isn't any place local to get those. So Sonia and I talked about it, and we're not really sure what's going to happen, but it's not going to continue after I leave unless we get people to volunteer. So at this time, I'm not going to spend the money for the name tags. Okay? That's very sad. I have talked to a couple of people who they're think of our population here. They're going through knee surgeries or eye surgeries or something is going on. And they have said when they get done with that, then they're very much interested. But I don't know when that's going to be. So I hope it does continue, because I think people who are there on Wednesday look to see if I'm there, which feels really kind of fun, and it feels good to be wanted like that. And I am an introvert, but I love doing it. So,
what time are you there from?
I am there from, you get to pick your own time. I'm there from 1:30 to 3.
I did some for a while until they raised my hours.
Yeah. And then you have to go to work instead of be a volunteer. Yes. Any question about the host program?
I put word out on the board, and Sonia's put it in her newsletters, but nobody's really taken hold.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's not hard. I can sit there and play on my phone. I've eaten my lunch sitting there. I can go to the restroom whenever I want. I don't have to check it in out with anybody. You know, it's just a lot of fun. The worst part is dealing with the check-in machines. That can be hair-raising.
I teach on Wednesdays till noon, but I can do some hours after that. So I'll take a look, and we'll figure out a schedule for me.
Okay. Let me see. They start at, I don't remember what time we start, but they're 90-minute slots. So I come on at 1:30, so you could do it from noon to 1:30.
I could, because I'm teaching right downstairs.
Mm-hmm. The sign-up board is in the office, and everything a host needs to do their volunteer job is on that clipboard. Excellent. Thank
you. Except the next month.
No, I'm going to get that to you.
I know.
You'll have it by Wednesday. Okay. Any other questions about that? Mike, you're awfully quiet over there. Makes me suspicious.
Well, it's really nice to have you there.
Sorry, Pam. I'm making notes here.
Okay. Oh, I need to write that down because I'm the typer. Jeez. Okay. All righty. The attendance policy, and this is something a work group was formed. It was Bryn and Steve. And I'll let you report yourself. I won't have to do the report since you're here, Bryn.
Well, we drafted up a draft policy and submitted it to Sonia. So, and it's not like we're going to beat you over the head if you don't show up at 90% of the meetings or anything like that.
Right.
It's just to encourage and really to measure, I think, success with regards to attendance.
Do you have that?
I do. I can look it up. We have not received a response back from Sonia yet.
That's because it was coming here for us all to look at.
Oh.
She did look at it, and then she gave it to me. And I had just a few little things that I suggested that we change on it, but they weren't really big things. One of them was, so something about attend 10 to 11 meetings, but we have the potential of having 12 meetings. So it would need to be 10 to 12 meetings. Another one was something about members, and I said it needed to say current board members, that word current. I don't remember what the third thing was.
I'm going to have to find it.
Okay.
I was confused.
Let's
but
put it.
The attendance. Here we go.
I was going to say, can we put this on the next agenda also?
Yeah.
For review?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do have a copy of what we wrote. It was an attendance guidance for members of the committee. Typically, we meet fourth Monday of the year, each of the month from 12:30 to 4, generally 10 to 11 full committee meetings are held each year, and that you want to change the 10
to 12?
10 to 12.
Well, that was my suggestion.
Yeah, okay. Members also participate in work groups, which meet from time to time. The work groups agree on when they'll meet. Quorum consists of 51% of the committee members.
That's where I would recommend putting current.
Current committee members, if a quorum is not present, a meeting does not take place. Those who are present cannot discuss any committee business, and the group is dissolved. If a member won't be attending a committee meeting, they are urged to notify the 60-plus supervisor as far in advance as possible. The current supervisor can be reached, and it's got Sonia's information. The reason for that is that it's no fun to come here and sit and wait for somebody to show up so that we can have a quorum and then leave. If an ad hoc meeting, either a work group meeting or a meeting for the whole committee, is called and a member will not be attending, they're urged to notify 60-plus supervisor as far in advance as possible.
I think somewhere down in that last one is where the other change was, that when we're having our work group meetings, Sonia doesn't, you wouldn't need to let Sonia know that. It would be the whoever's the leader of the work group. I think that, pretty sure that was the other one. Does anyone else have any comments, thoughts?
And you said the percentage was 90% attendance?
51%.
No.
No, that's the quorum.
51 is for the quorum, but
what do we put in there, like 70% or something like that?
Yeah, what did you guys say for a percentage for attending?
How many meetings should everybody?
So if it's like 10, do you?
It says 10.
Generally, they're 10 to 11.
Generally, there are 10 to 12 full committee meetings are held each year. We talked about recommending a percentage that people attend, but I mean, 100% would be the best, and sometimes things come up, and I think that's when people don't attend, rather than saying, oh, I won't attend this next meeting because I only need to attend X percent. Mm-hmm. So that was our thinking there, just not to encourage people to not attend all of the meetings.
I like that thinking.
Okay, Terry?
Yes.
Steve must agree. He was part of it. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So 10 to 12, and some, because this meeting falls fourth week, we don't typically meet during the December month, right?
That's right.
And then in summer, is it more light? Because just it's hard to get people together in the summer. I just don't recall what months we meet in the summer.
It just depends. So today when I talk about next month's meeting, I'm going to ask if everybody's going to be here. And then next month I would do the same thing. And then I would do the same thing in July to see if we needed to skip in August. But we typically do not meet in December if we have all of our work done, mainly our goal work. And we typically don't meet 1 month in the summer.
Can I ask a follow-up? So the determination, sorry, where you landed is percentage or not percentage or exact number of meeting?
It did not have a percentage listed at all. It just states that we have 10 to 12 meetings a year.
But in terms of what you anticipate for what the attendance expectation is?
That they get their rear ends here at as many meetings as possible.
But if I can't come for four meetings, I know I'm not the person you're thinking about, not that you're thinking about one person, but you know what I mean? Like, if someone can't come for four meetings.
Sonia would talk to them.
Okay.
Probably because I would be in her office saying something has to change.
Yeah.
We have work we've got to get done.
Yeah.
I don't know if other board members ever say anything to Sonia. I honestly couldn't tell you, but I know I do go in and talk to her about it because it concerns me. We're not fulfilling our duty. When we sign up, we say we're going to be here. We even typed up a paper that says the expectation is that you are here for the meetings unless there's an emergency. I definitely understand life is happening. My life is certainly happening. It's not a bowl of, well, maybe it is a bowl of cherries because I don't like cherries, but you know, it's not always perfect. But we have important work we're doing here. So are you saying you'd like?
No, I thought you were suggesting that, but I wasn't clear if you were landing on it. Like, are we saying 75% expectation of meetings? You know, so that would mean what? Three? No, I mean
75% of.
I know
10.
Math. Don't. Okay, this is not the budget committee. But
no.
Steve, I know math. But is that 7? Is out of 10, or is that 7 to 9 meetings that they would need to attend? I'm just trying to figure out. Like, is that what you? And someone is in the notes taking meetings. Sorry, taking attendance. Right. Okay. Thanks.
I'm going to let Bryn and Steve answer that because we sent them off with a task and they are the ones that did the task. And I really can't speak for them, only my opinion.
I think it's pretty obvious. Either you're doing your job or you're not. And if you're not doing your job, there might be a very, very good reason. Okay. And or there may just be a lack of desire. But anyway, that should be vetted and then, you know, do what's best for the committee. That's kind of my overall philosophy.
Yeah, I agreed with Steve. As soon as you start saying, well, there are going to be about 12 meetings and I can miss three, you know, then you start looking at what you're going to miss, not what you're going to do. And I think it kind of misdirects people.
Okay, is that clear now? Clear as mud.
Perfect.
Okay. We have Sonia's supervisor report attached. She's not here to answer any questions.
C minus. She's not here to protect herself.
I read through that, and she did a heck of a lot of work for the past couple of months, as always.
She has been super, super busy. Try to set up a meeting with her, and you'll find that out. Okay. Attached are both the March and April reports for you to take a peek at. A lot going on. Wow, that's a lot of meals they're serving. Okay. No one came forth with any public comments?
Nope, no public comments.
Okay. Our next meeting then would be scheduled on, May 26th. I'm sorry, June 26th, 2:30 to 4 o'clock. Does anyone have any thing to tell us? You're going to be on vacation. Yes, Steve?
Just one thing that I think will affect the activity center is tomorrow night we are, the budget committee for the city of Newport is meeting and having our second meeting, the first meeting of which you just go through the budget without comment, the second of which there are comments and things are then passed forward into the final budget for approval at the third meeting. Well, I actually went and sat with Sonia and reviewed the capital items that she has requested, so I'll be able to be a voice at that meeting tomorrow.
We need that very much. Thank you. Anything else?
I can't be at that meeting, but I'll ask Beatrice if she can. I have a work thing in the valley. Okay. But I wanted to, hold on, I made a note. I want to make sure I find my note. Just mention, I couldn't be at the April meeting because we had a League of Oregon Cities conference in Seaside, but I just wanted to say I loved the volunteer appreciation event. I thought that was really beautifully done. Mm-hmm. And then also, I really appreciate Sonia's newsletters. It's so nice to see the newsletters. So I just wanted to give credit and shout out to that. Excellent. On 60 plus activities.
That's the volunteer activity was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
No doubt.
It's good food. It was good food. That, good food.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the barbecue, I think.
It was just all, it was good community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's our meeting date and time, 6:26 to 30 to 4. Items on the agenda, we once again have our committee goal reports. And if you could get that to Sonia again in case you can't find it with these changes, and then we can discuss the attendance policy.
Will do.
Is there anything else that you would like to bring forward for next month's meeting?
I want to mention that Sonia added in, I don't know if she brought it to the committee, she added in a new fee that's going to be going in front, a lounge membership fee.
Yes.
Did she bring that already to the committee?
Yes, we've talked about that already, and we thought it was a great idea.
Okay, I just want to make sure that's a major change that's been, it's been proposed for July, starting July 1.
Is that $5 fee?
No, I can't remember how much it is. 10? I think it's like a $15
But it's for the lounge area, right?
Just for lounge only, just to give people access there. If they can't afford the whole facility, that at least we can give them a place for the to socialize.
Right.
So at least they'll have that.
So would you like me to put that on the agenda? Is that why you're telling me that?
No. I just wanted to mention that. With Steve mentioning just budget in general, that was a major change to the fee structure for 60-plus centers. So I wanted to make sure the committee was aware.
Anything else? Thank you, Mike. Anything else for the good of the order? No? Okay. Thank you for being here. We will adjourn this meeting of the 60 Plus Activity Center Advisory Committee. It is 3:07 p.m. on May 22nd, 2023. Okay. Good meeting, everybody.